Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848, or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Hopefully, you guys are all warm and snuggly out there in some parts of the nation. We know that there is, weather that can actually hinder people in their business and growth, but not here, right? At Power Start Your Day, we have been talking about, is network marketing really for me? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Is network marketing really for me? I know I have. If you want to be truthful, I mean, I know in the beginning pieces, you know, I was doing it all wrong. I just can admit, we made a lot of money, but we were doing it wrong. Isn't that something? You know, this is where we begin to talk about the difference between production and leadership. And I am able to admit, even though we made $1 million, so early in our business, we weren't doing it right, which is probably right. You're doing something for the very first time, and you're doing what feels right. You're going day to day, and you're doing what, okay, it seems right, and guess what? It looks like you got a result, meaning someone enrolled or people, you know, your team grew or you got some plaques or whatever, and it would seem right, but I knew something wasn't wrong, and I can remember times talking with my colleagues in my first company and said, you know, hey, this is not right or whatever. And how would I know that there was something that was wrong? Because we were making money, and there are a lot of people in our company making money. But then I would always, always, always think about the people who were not. Think about the people who were still worthy of a great opportunity. But they just didn't know how. They probably were so far removed from leadership that they didn't know what to do, but they still paid the same amount of money to join these companies. And then here it is now, a little over 9 years later, that I am totally committed to those people, to reaching them, the ones who say, you know what, I'm not sure how to do this. And I'm telling you right now that I give you everything that God gives me. I give it, you know, just openly so that anyone who wants to be successful can. So hopefully by the end of this series here, we have Financial Freedom Friday. I need you to come on in the queue because we're talking about, is that what marketing really for me? And it is for you if you truly want to be able to own your own life. If you truly want to become financially free, even if you don't have all the background degrees, people that are cheering for you, because all those things are not necessary to be successful. If you truly want to grow in all areas of your life, because you have to become a 360-degree leader, you do have to continue to work on your entire self so that you can just be better, a better leader, a better business partner, and so that requires training. So our scripture today is coming out of the book of Galatians, Chapter 6, verse 9. And we got to go to the Lord on this one because most people, this is why they believe network marketing isn't for them. They don't have the stamina. They don't have perseverance. They may not be truly committed. Or so many times they're running into brick walls and it seems like no one is there. But there is a word for you, and it's going to take you all the way to the top if you don't forget this scripture we're dealing with on today. Let's go to the Lord together because we need him for perseverance and stamina, because the word even tells us that when we are weak, that's when he's strong. And guess what? He's always strong. So, Father God, we come before you. We thank you on this day, for you are amazing, oh, Father. We thank you, oh, dear Lord, that we are building up the courage and the wisdom to turn to you. We're coming before you just grateful for this day, another day that you've made, and we are joyous and we're glad in it. We're not looking at circumstances because we are operating off of faith. We know that if we follow your principles, that success is inevitable. We're thanking you, Father God, that you said that your promises are yea and amen. You've already said yes to success for us in every area of our lives. But it's time for us to say yes to you in your way. We're thanking you, Father God, that as we are going out to do great exploits in your name, that you are equipping us. And we'll be careful to acknowledge you in every way possible. Never be ashamed of who you are, whose we are. We're thanking you, Father God, that we are coming up against any strongholds in our minds that will try to deter us away from you or acknowledging you. Lord God, we're thanking you that we know that we are in this world but not of this world. We're pushing through and we're operating under the kingdom principles so that we can bypass any system of the world. We're thanking you, Father God, for this opportunity of free enterprise, where we are the ones that get to help you take us to the top. Yeah, we need help from us, but we need the help from you. But we got to help you because we need faith. We're weak in that area of faith, so we're weak in perseverance. So we're thanking you that your word that you're bringing forth on today that is letting us know that if we don't become weary in doing good, that you will reward us in the proper time. We're honoring you and we're grateful for the harvest that we have, the harvest that's coming. As we continue to sow the seeds in fertile ground, we acknowledge you in all of our ways, and we thank you, and we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So as we are coming in, guys, and we're talking about Galatians 6 and 9, if you not turn to it, this has been a scripture, and I know I'm saying, like, she's saying about all the scriptures. Yes, depending on what it is, this is where my word is. Anytime things just look kind of cray-cray in my life, I have to go. I say, God, what is it? Show me. Because you know what? I really, you know, you can get even as much as I love and I trust my mom. That is my first, you know, love, human love, right? My mom. And then I know that anything she tells me, I can trust that she is not even going to be careless with wisdom and advice to me. She's going to make sure that she's contemplating what she's telling me. And even with that, she would always direct me back to my word, the same way my grandmother always redirected her to her word, to the word of God. And so in Galatians 6 and 9, it says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So if you're talking about reaping in any area, you have to have some sowing. There's no reaping without sowing. So in the word it says, let us not become weary in doing good, of good, which now means that eventually it has to happen in that due time when you're ready that you're going to reap that harvest, but it has a condition if you don't give up. I need us to open up the call on today. I know we had our special guest that was supposed to be here. You say, who is that? Mr. Robert Jackson. That is working on a major project, was up all night, and so definitely I'm not even going to bother my king on this morning, but I know that there are some kings out there that have some word. There were some that even came in on yesterday, and we couldn't get them in, and so as the line is lighting up, I'm very, very excited to hear from you guys. You know, I just want to do a very, very quick recap deal on leadership, right? These 10 things that you got to know. So you ain't going too far if you don't understand that you have to be becoming and also developing leaders. You actually have to work on the becoming first, so at least that you're developing leaders with the right mindset, the right attitude, the right information, the right execution strategies. And so this is the way that as you are building up your faith and you begin to have a very clear vision, you know that you're going to have to maximize even the personalities and different people that you encounter even in your prospecting. So in faith and your vision, you know that that's the biggest motivator. So no matter what you encounter, because you're committed, you're going to have the courage to follow through. You're going to have to learn how to communicate and be able to inspire and direct people and correct them with empathy. No matter how strong it is that I am, you guys know that I love you, right? I know that you have no doubt in your mind about that, because some people have never really experienced love in this manner, where it's just straight up and down. We're no longer settling for counterfeits of even what love is. No matter how I feel or what it is, I attempt and I come through to do what God has told me to do, because God is love and I love him, so I have to love his people. And you also want to always become a solution, the answer to a problem. I just need you guys to understand you can't be the answer and the problem at the same time. So if you are one that's whining and crying and on the sidelines, you know, pointing fingers, lay blaming, all that kind of stuff, that's the problem. We want to always look at, from a leadership standpoint, how can we be a solution? Requires ambition, consistent execution, no more just operating in potential, untapped power. No more just because you may be a dictionary or a thesaurus or all these other things of what's happening in network marketing. You know everything but doing nothing, because we're operating in character and integrity. And so we got to be the same people in the front that we are in the back. We got to be the people who, even as we're successful, we become humble giants. We got to be the people who never forget who it is that was there for us and know the difference between who's helping or hurting. And sometimes it's ourselves who's hurting ourselves. I need you to know that with that comes honor, unwritten codes. And with honor, edification is easy. And then loyalty, and all of these things required for you to put the egos aside. Leave it out of your business. Be ready for action. And stay ready to persevere. Let's open up this call. Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. I know we have this caller right here. Good morning. Let's go to 813, last 47816. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Nicola. How are you doing, Dr. Jackson? This is Chris Gordon.
Good morning.
Canada.
I know that
how
voice.
Are you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah.
I'm amazing. This
Sorry.
Morning, King. What's going on?
Boy, I'm just listening in once again, just soaking in all the information that you're putting out. And through the grace of God, the message that you bring this morning, I mean, powerful. I mean, once again, absolutely correct. I mean, without the Father God, you know, nothing's possible. And we have to bear back to our roots and bear back to being humble, all right, and humility, which I think a lot of people tend to forget. That no matter how well you think things are going, how much money you make, where the stature you reach in life, without him, it's not possible. And keeping faith is key. And, I mean, even yesterday I was listening in and you just blew it out of the water with, you know, even talking about edification. And, you know, you have to definitely be worthy of edification. And a lot of people, I think, tend to forget that. Tend to forget that who they are, where they're coming from, and where they're going, all right? And at the end of the day, doesn't matter, you know, my father always told me, he said, you always remember the people you meet going up, because those will be the ones that you meet if you ever come down, right? Those are the ones you pass coming down. So you better establish or be good to people, because you never know where you're going to be at in this life, what can happen to you, or you know, where you'll end up. So I just wanted to say appreciation is key to you and to people. You definitely have to be strong and, you know, just hold steadfast. And I definitely appreciate, your calls. And I think I just wanted to say to you that, you know, I'm asking you, I'm requesting that you keep doing these shows, keep doing what you're doing, because you obviously have a message and you obviously have a purpose. And this is one of them. And this is phenomenal. So please keep doing what you do. All right.
Wow.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
Respect you.
I love you too, guys. And I'm telling you, Chris and Eric, I can't wait for the world to see what you guys are going to do. I mean, and together you guys are going to be an unstoppable force in the marketplace, not only in our team. And I can just so see supporting you guys on some other platforms and doing some things. And I'm so grateful that God sent these types of leaders down our pipes, the strength, the wisdom. And, you know, like I tell people all the time, there's a lot of people on this line who've had immense success, and they are able to say, you know what, Nicola is definitely coming from principle. We know about being successful. You guys have been madly successful in different arenas, even in corporate America, and I am just so honored for you guys to be rolling out with us, and I look forward to your success. Guys, you're going to hear a whole lot more from those leaders right there. Let's go there. Good morning, 443, last 49353. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It is Rochelle. How are you?
Hey, another power couple. We had, like, we went from one side, Florida, all the way up to, wow, okay, what's going on, Rochelle? Good morning.
Good morning. Listen, it's been a minute since I called, but believe me, I have been present and accounted for every day. And just listening to the message this week, you know, I was listening yesterday and it was so impactful as you began to talk about communication and integrity and just all of those things. And you know, I've already known this, but it really hit home yesterday that this call is more than just about network marketing or business in general. This call and the message and the principles that you are teaching is so much about just life. And these are messages and, again, principles that I believe that we all should be taking into our families, into our communities, just into the world, and becoming the person that you've talked about this week. I mean, when I began to reflect listening to the message from yesterday, especially, I started looking at myself and the changes that I have made over the past 12 months, 9 months, 6 months even. And, you know, I can attribute those changes in a huge way to, number one, your mentorship. And then if I get a little bit more specific, this call specifically, because, I mean, this is how I do start my day. And I have been able to take, you know, some of the things that you've talked about here and really incorporate them into my life. And I have been having people, especially my husband, say, you know, I can see some huge changes in you. You know, 6 months ago, you would have never said that. You would have never done that. You would have never reacted that way. And I can see it for myself. And I was talking to him the other day and expressing my concern, my fear, my nervousness about something. And after we had a conversation, you know, I thanked him for his input. And I said, you know, that's why I told you, so that you could say to me what you said. I needed that. And he was like, yeah, you know, that's what I'm here for. And I said, you know, just a few months ago, I would have kept that to myself. I would have just kept that in, held it in until I, you know, either talk myself out of it or, you know, burst with anxiety, maybe blew up on someone based on this being the beginning of it. So just looking at, you know, the way that my life is unfolding, the way that my habits are changing, the way that I speak is changing is so huge. And I've been able to go from a person that just hears what you're saying to a person that's actually listening and beginning to live the principles that you're giving to us. And so, you know, you aren't just, I don't know about everyone, but for a lot of us, especially the people that I hear speak on this call, you aren't just a person that's like giving out words in the morning. You are a person that is really truly being a vessel to feed us the nourishment that we need to get through the day, get through the week, get through the month, and really transform our lives. And I'm just so appreciative for you. And I know that you entered my life at a very specific time for a very specific reason. So on Financial Freedom Friday, I thank you, thank you, thank you. Nicola, you know that the Hazels love you. And, you know, we just appreciate you in a huge way.
Oh, my mercy. Well, I just thank you guys so much for all you guys bring to the table. And, you know, just in confirmation of what you guys are saying, I told you guys we're about to launch, like, the largest project I've ever launched in my entire life. And you guys, both you, the Hazels, and Jordan and Erica, there, you guys got to connect. We introduced you guys before. We got to make sure you guys connect offline. You guys are two powerhouse couples. And I'm telling you guys right now that you guys are just giving me that confirmation. I was listening and declaring and decreeing and got confirmation of saying, you know, pay attention to that voice that God is giving you, and he's giving you that push. And I think that God is doing this even on this call on today and saying, just in case, I know you said you're about to go for it, but just in case you're about to delay what I told you to do, you better move forward with. Thank you guys so much for all the love, and don't even worry about it. You know you guys will be right here, and God ordained you to do this call. He's just talking about going mega with it. So I'm not going anywhere. Thank you guys so much to the Hazels, Chris, and Erica. I mean, I love you guys so much, and so it's so powerful. Good morning, 314, last 42033. You've been getting coached by some powerhouses on this call this morning. Good morning. How can I help you?
Hey, Nicola. This is Rose from St. Louis.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you, Nicola?
I am amazing. I mean, I just still got to say hats off to you driving through the bad weather. So you're talking about perseverance, you know, came through the training and came and got what you're getting. And when I look at you, I already know superstar all day long. What do you want to share this morning? What do you want to share this morning, Rose?
Thank you. Well, I have a couple things. You've really been talking to me here recently, and I've been getting confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. And everything that you say, I write it down. You know, the integrity, loyalty, I write it down, and I go to God, and I try to find out what it is within me, if it's something that I'm doing, if it's something I'm doing wrong, so that I can fix it. And I want to tell you what I've been shown through the last things that you've been saying. So the first thing is, when I came in the last week of March, I moved really fast. I made senior field trainer within, like, going into my third week. And I brought people in that I knew, whether they were classmates, people that I've talked business with before. And, you know, when you talk to people about things like that, you really think that they want to move in the right direction. But over time, I found that that's not always the case. And with when you said that your team, you know, reflects who you are, I had to think about that. And I was like, no, you know, I'm doing all these things. I'm staying plugged in. You know, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But I had to think about it. And I was those people. The thing is that I started growing, staying plugged in, listening to you with the awesome leaders that I have, Robin Robinson, T-Money, LaVar Robinson. You know, I started growing, and these people didn't. But over time, I have been dragging these people month after month after month, you know, and missing things that I needed to do for myself. Now, that goes to loyalty. So I started asking God about that. Man, am I being loyal? Am I being loyal? And what he showed me was that I came from the streets, Nicola. So when you're in the streets and you don't have family and stuff, the streets become your family. And the biggest thing about the streets is loyalty. Loyalty is everything. So that's where I have been with everybody that I've been surrounded with, whether it's the leaders, you know, the people that are on my team. And in my mind, you know, I've forced myself to think that, okay, I can't let these people fall away. I have to keep giving them all of me and all that I've got. But so many of these people have not been plugged in. They've not sacrificed. You know, they've absolutely done nothing. And it's been like dragging dead bodies over and over. So what I was shown is that I'm attempting to be loyal and not leave these people that are not being loyal to me as well. And the integrity, sometimes integrity, it could be big or it could be little. It could be as simple as, like, for me, for instance, if one of my leaders call me or they text me, that I answer that. If I don't answer that, I look at it, I see it, and don't answer that, that right there alone, mm-hmm. that's a lack of integrity. That's a lack mm-hmm. of integrity. So mm-hmm. what I was shown is that I'm being so loyal to these people, but I'm not being loyal to myself. And I have to be loyal to myself. And I know what I was shown when this business found me. I know what God showed me with this. And even though I know these other people don't see it, it's time for me to step into my greatness. So if I have to leave some people, that's what I'm going to have to do. But I got to be loyal to myself, too. So that's what I was shown.
Wow. Wow, that is powerful what you're sharing, because, you know, one of the things I'm working on, a project, and one of them, you know, this is all part of the big scheme, and one of them is about millionaire secrets, and I need you to know that sometimes you got to leave in order to lead. Sometimes you have to leave in order to lead. Some of them will follow, but you have to show a different way in love. This is the thing, is that why the training is so important, because most of the times in our life, leaving normally comes with bitterness. A severed relationship normally comes with bitterness. And we're not talking about severing it and burning it at the end, because so many people think so final when it's just a part of their process. What we have to do is have a mindset of surrendering and first being loyal to God, right? I talked to you guys several times about how there are times, like, I don't care what's happening. I have had tests. I've had those Job moments in my life, Job moments. And if anybody know the story about Job, and it was the enemy himself that says, you know what I mean, like, have you considered yourself a Job? Like, I'm going to go for him. Can I do it? And God said, yeah, but you can't kill him. You can take everything, but you can't kill him. So anytime I was able to wake up another day, I'd be in the middle of what I would consider straight hell on earth. I would wake up another day, and I'd say, I'm going for it. And I never, never, never act like it was God's fault or what have you. And I began to lay out, and I said, Lord, I'll give them all to you. Anything. The man, the money, the kids, the whoever, everybody can go as long as you stay. When my loyalty first became to God, and I have a plate in my house that when you walk in, it says, we're in this house. We serve the Lord. If anybody come in here, I don't care who it is. You even live here, and you want to act like you don't notice that thing right there. We got a choice on the other side of the door. God gave us this. He gave us his life. He gave us his house. So we rocking with the way he want us to rock it. And even once my family saw that, they begin to now understand that I was willing to leave. My husband is a testament. We're going to be doing some conferences where people know the real deal. We laugh about it because we know we're sick and insane. It's like we're doing what God told us to do. Like, we're not even together only for ourselves, because God said that's what you guys have to do for my kingdom. And so at the end of the day, when you are talking about loyalty, we have to understand we were there too. Loyal to the people of the past, loyal to whatever, all these things, and then it comes with guilt and all these things. And I need you to know that those are not
emotions or principles of the kingdom. That is the enemy. There should be no guilt in building wealth and legacy, especially if you're doing it in character and integrity. There's no guilt attached to that. I need you guys to understand something. We have to prioritize our loyalty. Things will fall into place. God will now bring the people and have the people fall off, and sometimes it's just for a moment. I have been now in this business, even our company, 4 years now. There are people who are rolling around that I talked to in the very beginning, joined in the very beginning, and they saw where I kept going, and they're now coming back because I led. So sometimes you got to leave in order to lead. But as long as we're doing it with the right spirit, God will take care of all of it. If they call you, it's still in love. Just like you said, if somebody texts me, like if I miss a text, I'll say, oh, my Lord, I didn't see that or what have you, and I'll reply back. Sometimes I reply back to text. If I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning to pray and I saw something, I'm replying back just so people know it doesn't matter what level you are in our company, that you are important. Because God said you're important. When you guys begin to understand that leading, building big teams, it becomes ease. It's not this big old frustration. You're going to run into things that you don't like, yes, but start looking for the lessons and the things you don't like. Watch what happens. It's going to be awesome. You know what? I'm loving our transparency on this morning. We're going to take this last call and then we out. Good morning, 318. 9020. Did we talk to you already this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. No, ma'am. You didn't talk to me this morning. How are you?
Okay. I'm amazing. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Yes, ma'am. This is Monica yet again. I was pressed this morning to get back in the queue. I thank God. I thank God for you taking this last call. I was, you had said you was talking this morning about leadership, and you was also talking about whether network marketing is for us to have a transparent moment. And when I first got into the business, I didn't understand network marketing, so I kind of shut down. And so coming back, and God pressed it for me to get back into doing what I need to do in order to go forward. And then he started dealing with me and started reminding me that network marketing is ministry. And so when we take it from just it being a business and applying it to all parts of our lives, it becomes simpler. Instead of stressing out, and, you know, you teach us to go in our cash calendar and go in the bag market, and then we have to apply that in the simplest form because we're serving all at the same time. And so I just thank God for that. And then you had mentioned about you love us. You do. Because when you hugged me when I was in Atlanta, I came home and I told my husband, I said, she has such a motherly love. Like, it's one of those love like, child, calm down. Calm down. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And I was like, that was enough to catapult me. Like, you didn't have to say nothing to me. You didn't have to speak a word. You didn't have to do anything. And having this call and having this line is freeing us from the bondages in which our minds have and entrap, and it's freeing us to be what we need to be. And I am grateful for that. And I just thank God for you this morning. I thank God for the call, and I thank God for being able to speak again this morning. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, Monica. You said that hug, and you're so right, you know, and it's so crazy that you said it as we're closing out. Because even that motherly love, that thing that I was set up for from the time I was 20 years old when I had to bury my first set of twins, and then nearly almost to the date, 1 year later, I ended up going into the hospital prematurely to deliver my first son. And then right about that, 2 years later, it seemed like it was, history was repeating itself. And then I had twins that, you know, again, and had to bury yet another child. Just like I said, oh, is network marketing really for me? I'm like, okay, I don't want to go through that ever again, losing kids before their life even gets started. So being a mother was extremely important to me. I counted it as a privilege. And then 10 years after that, there I was. I got pregnant with Caden. Actually, it was 9 years. The person was just new, and 9 years. And then by the 10th year is when I delivered Caden, and that was when I began my journey where God starts telling me clearly that this pregnancy wasn't going to be like any other, and it was going to open up some doors. And do you understand me? That the first time I found out I was pregnant with Caden, I looked and I was in the bathroom and I was afraid. And I heard that voice. I heard a whisper say, Going to the doctor to my very first visit is where I got the prophecy of what I would be doing right now, 10 years ago. Do you have the perseverance to not get weary in doing good? My doctor, who's still my spiritual dad, watching and told me and gave me the warnings and told me what God was going to have me to be doing. He told me I didn't know who I was. This was before any ordination. This was before network marketing, before any of this. And he saw the people, and tears start rolling down this man's eyes on his very first visit with me. I need you guys to know something, that Monica hit it right on point. You already know. I don't have a problem telling you, hey, don't go down that road. You're going to wreck yourself and somebody else. Fall in love. Time for you to step up, be a leader. Show us what you got. No more talking. Let's do some more doing. Let's take this to the next level, some of y'all, and in a month, make it happen. Fear ain't taking you nowhere. So let it go. It's not your friend. We out. Have a great day.